The president was certainly defiant in his news conference. He insisted the time had not yet come to change course in Iraq, and he said Congress has no business micromanaging a war. Still, though his words were strong, the president's demeanor was more restrained than usual. NPR's David Greene was in the hour-long session with the president.
One of the first questions for the president came from Terry Hunt of the Associated Press. He brought up how lawmakers are abandoning the president's war policy.
Mr. President, you're facing a rebellion from key Republican senators.
And Hunt asked how the president was trying to keep Republicans with him. Mr. Bush responded calmly.
I presume you're referring to friends of mine like Lugar or Senator Lugar, Domenici. Yeah. These are good, honorable people. I've spoken to them, and I listened very carefully to what they have to say.
Wendell Goler from Fox News stayed on Iraq and asked about some of the criticisms of the president. Shouldn't he have sent more troops from the beginning? Didn't he misjudge the level of violence? And shouldn't Mr. Bush have put more pressure on the Iraqi government? Goler finished with this.
Why should the American people feel you have the vision for victory in Iraq, sir?
Those are all legitimate questions that I'm sure historians will analyze.
Not the reaction you might have expected from George W. Bush. Then again, there have been times when his back was against the wall and the poll numbers were bad, when he's made a decision to turn down the volume and play like things are all cool. And maybe this is one of those times. Here he was talking about the conviction of former White House aide Louis Libby.
It's been a tough issue for a lot of people in the White House, and it's run its course, and now we're going to move on.
He called on one reporter, then the next, until there was some confusion.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr.
No, not you. Michael.
If I can switch subjects.
Okay, is that harsh?
Yes. Yes.
Like the new hall, I should have been more gentle. Do we ever use kinder and gentler? No.
He was suggesting that perhaps the newly renovated press briefing room was bringing out a different side of him, maybe gentle, maybe just more reflective. He was asked about his political troubles, and he actually sounded like he was soul-searching.
You know, I guess I'm like any other, you know, political figure. Everybody wants to be loved. Just sometimes the decisions you make and the consequences don't enable you to be loved. And so when it's all said and done, Ed, when you ever come down and visit the old tired me down there in Crawford, I will be able to say I looked in the mirror and made decisions based upon principle, not based upon politics. And that's important to me. Thank you all for your time. I love being here at this new building. Thank you.
Please? Even please from a reporter would rarely get the president to come back and take more questions. But this time?
What was that? This is amazing.
I know.
The new
know.
Me. The Al-Qaeda Intelligence Report.
The question was about a new government report suggesting Al-Qaeda is growing in strength. Mr. Bush said his government is on top of it.
We're working to make sure that we continue to keep the pressure on Al-Qaeda. But no question Al-Qaeda is dangerous.
And that was the last question. In fact, Mr. Bush warned this whole business of taking an extra question wouldn't last.
I mean, this is just like an aberration. In other words,
it's over next time.
David Greene, NPR News, Washington.
And you can hear more highlights from President Bush's news conference and NPR's special coverage at NPR.org. You'll also find a summary of the White House's report card on Iraq.